is Steve Sherlock, and the Franklin Matters Radio Show. This session shares part of the Franklin, Mass. Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, January 19, 2022. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. Members of the Town Council, Town Administration personnel, police retirement individuals, along with their guests and family members, were in the council chambers. Some members of the public participated in person, some via the Zoom conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distance requirements of this pandemic period. I've split the just about 2-hour and 5-minute meeting into 3 logical segments. First, covers the opening and the recognition of the 3 police department individuals, approximately 29 minutes. Second, covers the major portion of the meeting, about 1 hour and 7 minutes, which is all of the DPW budget overview and question and answer session. Third, covers the remainder of the meeting, the legislation for action, into town administrator report, council comments, and the meeting close, about 29 minutes. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda and to the other documents associated with this. So let's listen to this segment of the town council meeting of January 19, 2022.
Good evening. Time being 7 o'clock, I call the January 19th, 2022 meeting of the Franklin Town Council to order. Please pause for a moment of silence. Traditionally, the town council has a brief moment of silence to open each meeting. This evening, I'd like to dedicate this evening's moment of silence to Andrew M. Bizanti in memory of our friend and former colleague on the council. Thank you. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Announcements from the chair. All citizens are now welcome to attend public board and committee meetings in person. Additionally, in an effort to maximize citizen engagement opportunities, you will be able to continue to participate remotely via phone or Zoom using the provided phone number, or you may click the Zoom link that is on the posted agenda on the town's website. The phone number is 929-205-6099 and enter the meeting ID number, which is 826-2964-3659. Again, the Zoom ID is 826-2964-3659. Then you have to hit pound. The attached link and phone number will be active for the duration of the meeting for citizens to ask questions and or voice concerns. If residents are just interested in watching the meeting, it will also be live streamed by Franklin TV and shown on Comcast Channel 11 or Verizon Channel 29. Councillor DeLorco is a little under the weather this evening and will be unable to attend tonight's meeting. Citizens' comments. Citizens are welcome to express their views for up to 5 minutes on a matter that is not on the agenda. The council will not engage in a dialogue or comment on a matter raised during citizens' comments. The town council will give remarks appropriate consideration and may ask the town administrator to review the matter. Is there anyone in the council chambers that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda? That's a first in a while. Is there anyone out in Zoom land that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda?
No one's such a great job.
See anything, Julie?
No.
Okay, seeing none, we will move on. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes. I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes from December 15th, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, additions, deletions? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I now entertain a motion to approve the minutes from January 5th, 2022.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, additions, deletions? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to proclamations and recognitions. We do have a couple tonight, or a few. Chief Lynch, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the council. Yes, we. It's a sad day. You know, we are losing a few people. Happy day for them, but I mean, you know, it's a sad day for us, I would hope. So yes, we have three different people that we'd like to recognize tonight, two retirements, I'm sorry. And then we have somebody that's basically moving on, and we want to recognize her for what she's been able to do. So I'll start with Sergeant Brian Johnson.
Behind you. There he is.
And Brian would have been up earlier, but it's not because of COVID, other than the supply thing. Now, I never thought that oak cut, laser cut into the shape of the town of Franklin geographically would take 2.5 months to actually get. They blamed it on COVID. for 2.5 weeks. So Brian's been retired since October, and we were finally able to get the stuff just recently. So you're going to see me quite a bit over the next couple of town council meetings. You know, with all the promotions and retirements and new hires. So,
always a pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. Sergeant Brian Johnson started his career at the Franklin Police Department in 1993 as a police dispatcher. He held that position until 1998 when he was selected to attend the 9th MPOC Norwood Police Academy. Upon graduation, he was assigned to the patrol division. He was promoted to the rank of detective and served in that capacity for a short time. In 2008, he was promoted to the rank of patrol sergeant, where he served until 2017, when he was assigned as the administrative sergeant. In his new position, Sergeant Johnson assisted and managed a number of mission-critical projects, to include converting our radio system from an analog to a digital platform, assisting with the conversion of the department's computerized records and report writing systems, taking the department from a mainframe system to a Windows-based system, managing basically creating the grant for the jail diversion program and maintaining the integrity of the fleet of all the FPD vehicles. Sergeant Johnson has also worked on countless other projects while at the department and was the go-to person on any issues related to technology, radios, and cruisers. Brian also served as the department's crime scene photographer for many years. Brian will be missed by all of the department. And we all recognize that he would be successful in whatever area he chooses to utilize his many talents. We know that much of his success while serving as a police officer can be attributed to the support he received from his wife, Kendra, and his sons, Robert and AJ. We all thank Brian for his dedicated service to the officers at the FPD and the citizens of the town of Franklin. There's the laser cut back.
Got to grow the tree, too.
So both the plaque and the flag box contain the same description. Sergeant Brian J. Johnson, an appreciation for 28 years of dedicated service to the citizens of Franklin and your commitment to the Franklin Police Department, August 25th, 1993, through October 1st, 2021. This flag flew at the station 24 hours that was taken down, ironed by me personally, and then refolded by some of the other members of the department. There's so much I can do. Brian, congratulations.
Thank you, Chief.
Brian, get used to all this applause, because you're going to get it at home when you get home. Your kids and your wife are going to applaud you. Wonderful to see you. Congratulations on great work for the community of Franklin. I do have resolutions here from the House of Representatives that were actually heard on the House floor yesterday. Happy to report that it was unanimous. Everybody wanted to congratulate you on your retirement. I'll read the first and the last paragraph because it repeats a lot of what the chief just read to you. But before I read that, I just will share, you know, I was listening to all the innovative things you had done, but I can recall early in my legislative career, as I was looking at the belt that the chief was wearing, recall you asking me to look into a piece of legislation, and you required me to wear the belt and get in and out of a cruiser with all of that weight on my body. And I said, this guy really knows what he's doing. He's going to call me on the phone or send me a letter. He's going to actually put me in service. And, I said, that's an innovative guy. So frankly, it's going to greatly miss you, but I know you've got other things in store. So I just doing some audiovisual just the other night. So keep up the great work. But these resolutions congratulate Sergeant Brian Johnson on the occasion of his retirement, whereas the dedicated and esteemed. You didn't say that, Jim. Esteemed. I'll leave you something. Sergeant Brian Johnson is retiring from the town of Franklin, where he began his service as a police dispatcher in 1993. And it's resolved that the Massachusetts House of Representatives joins with his colleagues, family, including his wife, Kendra, and his sons, Robert and AJ, together with the friends of Sergeant Brian Johnson in extending its congratulations on his retirement, offering best wishes for his good health and continued happiness as he embarks on new journeys, endeavors, and goals of fulfillment. And be it further resolved that a copy of these resolutions be forwarded by the clerk of the House of Representatives to Sergeant Brian Johnson. It was adopted January 18, 2022, signed by Ronald Mariano, the Speaker of the House, Stephen T. James, the Clerk of the House, and myself, whose great honor it is to be your state representative. So congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy the time.
Not to be outdone by our representative, we do have a proclamation from the council as well.
I would have thought so. Oh, you're killing me.
Town of Franklin, a proclamation honoring Sergeant Brian Johnson on the occasion of his retirement. Whereas Sergeant Brian Johnson started his career for the Franklin Police Department as a police dispatcher in 1993, and whereas Sergeant Brian Johnson was selected to attend the 9th MPOC Norwood Police Academy in 1998, and upon graduation was assigned to the patrol division, was later promoted to the rank of detective, and in 2008, was promoted to the rank of patrol sergeant, where he served until he was assigned to the administrative sergeant in 2017. And whereas Sergeant Brian Johnson, as administrative sergeant, managed and assisted with a number of missions, critical projects, which included, but are not limited to, converting our radio system from an analog system to a digital platform, converting the department's computerized records and report writing systems, taking the department from a mainframe system to a Windows-based system, managing the grant for the jail diversion program and maintaining the integrity of the fleet of the FPD vehicles. You remember doing all of this? Whereas Sergeant Brian Johnson, in addition to being the go-to person for all matters related to technology, radios, cruises, also served as the department's crime scene photographer for many years. And whereas Sergeant Brian Johnson, on the occasion of his retirement, will be missed by all the department, is wished many happy years in retirement with his wife Kendra and family, and is recognized with appreciation for 28 years of dedicated service. Now, therefore, be it known that Sergeant Brian Johnson is hereby commended and recognized by the Town Council of the Town of Franklin and congratulated on his retirement. Signed by Thomas D. Marissa, Chairman for the Franklin Town Council.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Chief, counselors, members of the Franklin Police Department. I'm truly humbled to be here this evening to be recognized. I think it's only appropriate that I thank the citizens of Franklin for allowing me to serve for as many years as I did. What wasn't noted in the proclamations is in 1993, I think I was 18 years old when I started here. So I grew up working for the town of Franklin, and it was quite the ride. I'm very appreciative of the four different chiefs that I worked for and the time that I had to work with other departments within the town and be involved in a lot of different things. So I want to thank all of you, and again, thank the citizens of Franklin, and God bless the brother and sister officers that are continuing the cause. That's all. Yeah.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Chief, continue.
Thank you, Jim. Ricky.
He doesn't want to retire.
I do.
I was gonna say, he looks way too happy.
Until I work my details. All right, Rick Grover, recently retired from the Franklin Police Department after 26 years of dedicated service. Rick started with the FPD in 1995 and attended the Plymouth Police Academy. While at the Franklin Police Department, Rick worked as an officer in the Operations Division, where he was a traffic crash reconstructionist, one of the hardest things to basically do, and was a member of the department's honor guard. Rick was promoted detective and served as a narcotics investigator. Rick was also president of the Franklin Police Association for 20 plus years, even harder than being an actor. No doubt. Rick volunteered much of his time at community events. Rick is also a proud veteran of both the United States Navy and the Army National Guard. During his time with the Franklin PD, Rick has taken it upon himself to reach out and assist many local veterans. Whenever an officer ran into a veteran in need of assistance, Rick would take it upon himself to follow up with the person and offer support and services. Rick was the recipient of the department's Life-Saving Award and the Meritorious Service Award and many letters of commendation. Rick was a trusted and valuable member of the department, and he will be missed by all. We wish him the best in his retirement. And of course, Rick couldn't have done all this without the support of his father, Rick, his mother, Faye, and his better half, Jen. and personally, I miss you, buddy. So, sticking around, getting through some details. That's good. We're not able to fill a lot of these.
Autumn in the clerk's office already taking his oath last week. He was the first one.
You have both the plaque and the inscription. On the plaque, you have it's basically a uniformed officer with our uniform, and it's Rick's badge that was retired upon his retirement, number 11. My favorite number. And then on the issue of the patch and the badge. Patrol Officer Richard H. Grover, in appreciation for 26 years of dedicated service to the citizens of Franklin and your commitment to the Franklin Police Department, September 11, 1995 to December 11, 2021.
Congratulations. Talking to the chief on the way in, and I said, Rick Grove, so much younger than me. How can he be retired? It's absolutely incredible. Congratulations. It's a great opportunity. I mean, you've got a lot of gas in the tank, so I'm sure you get a lot of great things. I don't know that you're going to be out there with details, so I'll take it nice and slow. It's a great honor to be here and recognize and congratulate you on the retirement. I was particularly moved seeing your military service not only serve the community of Franklin, Massachusetts, but you serve the United States of America. And that's something that we take a special honor that you'd be willing to put your life on the line, not only for your community, but for your country. So thank you for that. And I also have resolutions here from the House of Representatives that were heard on the floor yesterday, and I'm happy to report that yours is also we held any of those naysayers out in the hall. So, again, I won't repeat everything that Chief Lynch said, but I will read the beginning and the end of the resolutions. It's congratulating Rick Grover on the occasion of his retirement from the town of Franklin, whereas the dedicated and esteemed Rick Grover is retiring from the town of Franklin, having committed 26 years of outstanding service to the police department, and will be honored by his family, friends, and colleagues on January 19, 2022. And it goes through your history with the department and your military service. It's resolved that the Massachusetts House of Representatives join with the colleagues, family, and friends of Rick Grover in extending its congratulations on his retirement for the town of Franklin, offering best wishes for his good health and continued happiness as he embarks on new journeys, endeavors, and goals of fulfillment. And be it further resolved that a copy of these resolutions be forwarded by the clerk of the House of Representatives to Rick Grover, signed on January 18, 2022 by Ronald Mariano, the Speaker of the House, Stephen T. James, the Clerk of the House, and myself, whose great honor it is to be the state representative. As ordered by the clerk, I'm going to hand these resolutions. Congratulations.
I've asked Councilor Chandler to read the next proclamation.
Only fitting.
Do you need to introduce yourselves?
I don't. I was batch 15, he was 11. Rick, before I start, I'm going to say a few of the same things the chief said, but I think it's fitting that your family, the men and women, and the townspeople hear it again, because you really deserve this. Town of Franklin, a proclamation honoring Patrol Officer Richard Rick Grover on the occasion of his retirement. Whereas Patrol Officer Rick Grover started his career with the Franklin Police Department in 1995, and whereas Patrol Officer Rick Grover worked as an officer in the Operations Division, where he was a traffic crash reconstructionist and a member of the Honor Guard, and was later promoted to detective and served as a narcotics investigator. And whereas Patrol Officer Rick Grover has been an active member of the Franklin community, both in his role as president of Franklin Police Association for more than 20 years, and in volunteering much of his time to the Franklin community at various events. And whereas Patrol Officer Rick Grover is a proud veteran of both the United States Navy and the Army National Guard, and during his time with the Franklin Police Department, stepped up to offer assistance, support, and services to many local veterans in need. And whereas Patrol Officer Rick Grover is a recipient of the Franklin Police Department's Life Saving Award, the Meritorious Service Award, and many letters of commendation. And whereas Patrol Officer Rick Grover recently retired after 26 years of dedicated service and trusted and valuable member of the Franklin Police Department, and will definitely be missed by all. Now, then, let it be known that Patrol Officer Ricky Grover is hereby commended and recognized by the Town Council of the Town of Franklin and congratulated on his retirement.
Real short and sweet. Thank you. It's been an absolutely great career. I've had the opportunity to work with many great men and women of the police department, some of which are here tonight. I worked with Jamie and multiple town administrators through the years and town council members and stuff. It's been a great ride. I just wish the best to everybody, and thanks to the Town of Franklin and to the Franklin PD. Thank you.
Take it with you.
Just foot through it.
Congratulations. Oh, God.
I know, another one gone.
Jeez. Chief, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last one.
Couple one.
This is not a retirement. This is Cali is moving on. Kelly, affectionately known by us as Papa One, that's her call sign for the radio. Served from 2018 to present as the Franklin Police Department's first clinician in the department's jail diversion program. This program helps people who may be experiencing a mental health crisis and guides them to obtain the proper help and treatment rather than entering them into the criminal justice system. Kelly was instrumental in the implementation of this at the time relatively new program. Kelly quickly gained the trust and admiration of the entire department, as well as the Franklin community. Kelly always made herself available day and night for a critical incident, a consultation, or just some good old friendly advice about a situation. Looking back and knowing the impact Kelly has had in this community, we probably should have badmouthed her to her bosses in hopes of keeping her here instead. Kelly has been promoted within her company, Advocates, to oversee future implementations of the jail diversion program in other police departments. Kelly will certainly be missed, and an input on the way police respond to mental health calls will positively impact this department and others for years to come. I can't say enough about what Kelly was able to do. I had high hopes for this program when first heard about it, but realistically did not know how it would end up going. Cops are a little bit not good with change. This is a big change on the way to do business. And they took to it because Gally was just absolutely amazing what she's doing. So now she's trying to find her replacement plus one. So at least she's in a good spot and home is right in that way. So, you know, definitely she'll be there for us. So I'm presenting Cali with this Lucite, and is inscribed with the following. The Franklin Police Department presents the Cali Montagano Jail Diversion Program Badge P1 in recognition and appreciation of your 4 years of dedicated service to the Franklin Police Department, November 2018 through January 2022.
And sweet. It was a true privilege to be the first clinician for the town of Franklin and Medway. I can't say enough good things about this town and the department. Were exceptionally welcoming, so they made it very easy to embed myself. So thank you again, and I know I'm going to take some lasting friendships with me. So thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck
to you. Thank you. I'll be good. That's it for me, Mr. Chairman. You were 2 weeks. I was 2 weeks after that. Possibly,
probably 2 weeks after that.
looking forward to it, Chief. We'll take a short 2-minute pause here so it'll be easy for people to escape. 2 minutes.
Half hour.
Right.
Bring the meeting back to order. Let's see, next item on the agenda, appointments. We don't have any this evening, no hearings, no license transactions.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.